everyone before me said. And what did you think, Bob?
Well, I already said what I thought, but
had a couple of glasses of wine. So on to the next.
Well, we're going to be giving the Beaulieu Vineyard 2020 Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved four sips.
Yes.
That's classified.
An amazing blend. Tarugo Nacional. I mean, that's one you don't often see in Napa. So.
Almost never.
So that's going to take us to our next one, which is the Beaulieu Vineyards 2019 Rutherford Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon, 14.9% ABV, 85% Cabernet Sauvignon, 10% Petit Verdot, 5% Malbec. The 2019 vintage marks the second release of this Rutherford Reserve Cab. The grapes were handpicked between October 2nd and 23rd, 2019, before being destemmed and cold soaked for 7 days for gentle flavor extraction. During the 8 to 12 day fermentation, they pumped over the cap to incorporate the skins into the juice before barrel aging for 21 months and 100% French oak, 100% new. And that shows, because the oak on this is absolutely lovely. Oh, it's just beautiful, bright French oak. Dark blackberries. Lovely earthiness to it, a little bit of a minerality to it. On the palate, there's blackberries. There's that backbone of the oak, a little bit of cedar, a little bit of cinnamon. And again, that minerality just comes through. This is to me, this is your classic Napa cab. You're getting that stoniness, that dustiness. It's that Rutherford dust. Beautiful wine. What'd you think, Denise?
I think I'd like somebody to expand on the Rutherford dust for me. I saw that description and I thought, that's...
It's a dusty, minerally kind of character that you get in a lot of the Rutherford wines. So,
you know, the dusty quality you get in old bourbon?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that.
Yeah. Well, this one's really... it has a really nice mouthfeel. It's a little forward on the tannins for me. Hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, it needs a little more time and it needs a little bit of oxygen. It's definitely improved in the glass, and I agree it's a little bit young. But honestly, I agree with everything Bob said. I think it's a quintessential California cab. It's got much more black fruit than the previous wine that we tried from BV. This one, you can definitely see the oak coming through. The oak gives it a much stronger backbone. It's got definitely more aging potential. And while I think it's beautiful now and definitely benefited from aeration, decantation, and time, I think it will continue to improve.
Yeah, yeah. I think it has an overall bigger flavor profile.
Yeah,
there's
much bigger.
So
We're
many different notes,
of this.
Right?
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. To the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and we were discussing the Beaulieu Vineyards, so 2019 Rutherford Reserve. I'm with Maury. I think we are at the very razor edge of where this needs to be drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great now. I don't think we've opened it too soon, but we were at the very beginning of this.
It's gonna get better.
And right now, just be patient.
I don't feel bad opening it.
No.
Like I do with some wines that we opened before. This one, I think we're at the cusp, but this one's fantastic. And again, you and I are in agreement. This is your classic old school Napa cab. So We're going to be giving the Beaulieu Vineyards 2019 Rutherford Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
So we're going to have Maury tell us about our next winery.
Thank you, Bob. The next wine is from Ehlers Estate. It is an organically farmed 42-acre vineyard located in St. Helena, Napa Valley, at the base of the Mayacamas Mountains.
Mayacamas.
Thank you.
Yep.
The original stone winery building, dating back to 1886, was built of tuff and basalt by Bernard Ehlers, a Sacramento grocer who made his fortune selling tools to miners that had traveled to California in search of gold. In 1885, he relocated his family to Napa Valley and established the winery on Ehlers Lane after buying the property from a viticulturist who had lost his vines to phylloxera. Ehlers replanted the vineyard along with olive trees that continue to bear fruit today. After passing in 1901, Bernard's wife, Anna Ehlers, continued making wine in the stone building. After Prohibition, a series of different owners, Jean and Sylvain Leduc, purchased some blocks of the vineyard in 1987. Aiming to create a winemaking legacy like the great Chateau of Bordeaux, by 2001, Jean and Sylvain acquired the surrounding acres and the historic stone building to create the estate and restore the Ehlers name. Today, Ehlers Estate is owned by the Leduc Charitable Trust, established by Jean and Sylvain Leduc in 1996. It's a very interesting story.
It really is.
It's a lovely winery, too. There's still, you remember we were there in January, there were still some olive trees out front. So
yeah,
huge, huge olive trees out front.
But it just instills hope that you can go from a grocer to, like, you know,
I'm still hoping
winemaker.
I can go from a lawyer
exactly.
to a winemaker.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. There's still hope for all of us.
So the first wine is the Ehlers Estate Portrait 2021 St. Helena Appellation, 14.5% ABV. The varietals are 47.5% Cabernet Sauvignon, 17.5% Cabernet Franc, 29% Merlot, 6% Petit Verdot, and 18 months of barrel aging. This is a beautiful deep ruby color on the nose. Definitely Luxardo cherries, a hit of citrus, and some strawberry jam. Very bright and fruit forward nose. On the palate, it's definitely mouth coating, wheeze through the tannins. There are layers of plum. I get a little bit of rhubarb, a touch of sea salt, and then there's this just persistent backbone of tannin that kind of carries through with a medium to long finish. I thought this was really a delightful wine. It was not one that I'm familiar with prior to tasting it, but I thought it was extremely well made and very, very enjoyable. What did you think, Denise?
Oh, well, thanks for asking, because I was a little hung up on the Luxardo cherries that you described. I am a fan of Luxardo cherries. I recently had a cocktail, and the person that made it, I'm like, what is this garbage that you're giving
there
me?
There is only Luxardo.
Thank you, Bob.
There is only Luxardo. Everything else is cheers imitation.
And it was not a Luxardo cherry, yeah. And I was called a Luxardo cherry snob. So
I have no problem with that. I'm totally fine with it.
I love the Luxardo cherry description on the nose. It's right there. I did get the strawberry or strawberry jam. And I hate to say that you're right, Maury, but the rhubarb, I think,
I would never
through
ever
on the
palate.
I know that
he's,
was really
he's
hard
not right
for
about
me.
Anything.
I have to go into therapy for that statement, but, the rhubarb, because it's not so sweet. So it's not the sweet,
it's not like a rhubarb pie. It's
forward.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. I don't get so much of the sea salt or sea spray.
I get
not
more
yet,
on the nose.
But exactly, yeah. But not on the palate. But it has a lovely finish and a great mouthfeel. And it's an enjoyable wine. I actually gave it a nice rating today.
Yeah, I get more of the sea spray on the nose than I do on the palate.
Yes.
Sometimes that saltiness will come through as a minerality. Sometimes it's more dusty, stony as opposed to salty. I get the sea spray on the palate.
But it does have definitely some acidity on the palate.
It's got such just lovely, silky, round, smooth tannins. I mean, they're so well incorporated. Just dark, dark fruit.
Yeah, it's definitely drinkable today.
Yeah, it's. I think it'll get better with time, but this one, again, it's one of the ones that I don't feel guilty about opening. This one is delicious, and we were there a few months ago at the winery, and it's a beautiful little property that most people don't even know is there, and they're missing out. They make fantastic wine. What do you think, Justin?
So on the nose, I got olives and Tony Chachieri seasoning on the palate. Tony Chachieri seasoning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need really, to pick really up good some on of a that.
Ribeye. Oh, yeah. Got a ribeye, pork.
That's a New Orleans, right? Seasoning or no?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I definitely got like really good tannic structure on this. It was smooth. I got fruits. I even got the rhubarb because I have like a rhubarb pie at our other co-host Brent's house. Kind of nightmares.
Nightmares?
Yeah, I'm not a big rhubarb pie guy. Oh. But the rhubarb worked in this expression. It just doesn't work as a pie for me. Oh, let me smell that.
Yeah.
We got some Tony Chachieri's here for the people.
It helps when you're recording at the house. Yeah, I got Chachieri's.
What we're doing here.
Dude, I got.
He's got a basement full of spices. Nine cabinets
full of spices. I got about 12 kinds of salt in this house. So,
I love that. I pull it out of my, you know what, and Bob's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to give the Ewers Estate Portrait 2021 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classic.
All right, Justin, why don't you tell us about our next one from Ewers Estate?
So the next one we're going to talk about is Ewers Estate Jean Le Duc 2021 St. Helena Appellation. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's 100% cab, single block, 20 months barrel aging. And this one, I get like graphite, I get bright fruit, I get like oranges.
I am very aroused.
On the palate, I get like a rock quarry. I get bold fruit, and the finish, it's like all side palate. It's bright, and then it fades away quick. What do you think, Maury?
Well, thank you for asking, Justin. I think that this wine is decidedly a little bit different than the previous wine. I agree with everything you said. I think it's got a lot of graphite. I found the graphite, the lead, those interesting mineral-like notes to be pencil shavings, to be fairly prominent, both on the nose and on the palate. This sort of note of like kind of crushed rock and dark brooding, dark black fruits and blue fruits. I thought it was a very nice wine. I really enjoyed it quite a lot. It was similar, but like as in related, but yet different to the portrait.
Yeah, and so this is the darker Napa.
Yeah,
like the last BV we had was the classic Napa cab. This is the dark and sinister Napa cab.
Well, thank you for that. And I would agree with you. Would you like to expand on that?
I think it's absolutely lovely. Again, the minerality comes through, the graphite comes through, the dusty stone, dark fruit, very, 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 very dark fruit. Like dark stewed fruit, a lovely tannin to it, not overpowering tannin, but an encompassing tannin surrounds the whole mouth, front, back, palate, side palate, gets you everywhere you need to go. Just a beautiful wine, absolutely beautiful wine.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice step up from the previous one. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah. What did you think, Denise?
No, I think that this wine is just amazing. It's lovely. It's got so much going on, but not in an overdone way or a muted way where there are so many flavors or flavor profiles that you can't identify them. You definitely can. The nose is lovely. The palate is wonderful. It's interesting that there's a description of it being more mineral and sanguine, which is a term that I know all too well from the hospital. And I'm pretty confident they're not describing it as being positive, but more like blood, where you will often have a more iron or metallic sort of hint to it. And I get that definitely on the palate, which is interesting. So you can typically pick that up on the nose, but you can pick it up on a palate if you've ever cut yourself and put it to your lips. But so that's an interesting way to describe it, but they're spot on with that. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely. And I'm not a vampire. I just want to put that out there.
I was beginning to wonder.
You're making the comment that I'm thinking in my head. That was
there's,
funny.
There's, yeah, I've experienced
two, there's two lawyers at this table. So if you are a vampire, you're among friends. Don't worry.
Well, I do tend to show up at 2 a.m. in a dark basement. So
we believe in kind of diversity and
that's
inclusion.
Where the good wine is.
Vampires are welcome.
We're the wine vampires. Yeah, yeah. That'll be our next podcast.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a lovely, lovely. I mean, it should really show in the terroir, I think. I think it's a beautiful wine. So we're going to be giving the Ehlers Estate Jean Leduc 2021 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to bring us to our last wine of the day, which is the Ehlers Estate 1886 Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, St. Helena Appellation, 14.5% ABV, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon single block, 20 months of barrel aging. So it's got a nice dark plum color to it with a nice rim that's kind of a dark ruby. Blackberries, cassis, a little bit of blueberry in there. And on the palate, beautiful fruit forward, but there's a very nice, usually when you get a fruity wine, it doesn't have that base to it, but this has a really nice underlayment, a really nice base to it. I love the winemaker's notes. They had hoisin sauce, and I've been trying to find that. And I'm like, man, I buy hoisin by the 5 gallon bucket. They're like, I'm not getting that, but
I couldn't find it either.
I was hoping for it.
Yeah.
I use that stuff like ketchup. So
but
like,
definitely the berry compote.
Oh yeah,
that comes through. But yeah, the hoisin, and even on the nose with that smoked paprika in the beginning, I'm like, I don't really get that at all. But actually, I do now. You know, it's nice when they sit in the glass and they open up a little bit, mm-hmm, and they change over time. And that makes it interesting.
And that's the thing.
That also screws up my scores, by the way. Because
I mean, with wine, that's why when we do the shows, I mean, we'll double or even triple aerate these before we go to tasting. But over the course of tasting notes and over the course of recording an hour show, you know, you've got a couple hours in on these wines and they will drastically change. And it's not uncommon that we're sitting at the table and I'm waving at everybody going like, hey, up or down? You know, I mean, everybody's talking about this one like it's the greatest thing ever. Sometimes our scores do change over time because of that.
But in fairness, they rarely go down. They often go up.
They often go up.
And yes, I think that underscores something that's worth mentioning, and that is patience pays off. In general, if you pour something, whether it be wine or whiskey, and you don't appreciate it to the max in the first 5 minutes, give it time, walk away, come back to it, and you will be rewarded
for
your patience.
It's been locked in that prison of a bottle for how many years?
Many.
Give it time. Let it stretch. It's like you getting off of a airline trip to Hong Kong. I mean, good Lord, man. Give it some time to stretch and move around and shake it off and let us see what it's all about.
No, I agree. I think that very little bad could happen giving it extra time, but you can definitely miss the
I can count the wines in my hand that have gotten worse over time.
Correct.
I mean, sometimes it doesn't make a difference, but it always helps, so... It's fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
So I got the blackberries that people mention. I got white pepper and smoked pulled pork.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
And the finish was great. I got like a little bit of soy on the back palate. The fruit came through. I was very happy. I didn't get the hoisin either.
But you got the soy. I was so you're almost there.
I was so hoping for the hoisin.
we were hoping for it, but
when
it
I was
didn't
putting the scripts together,
me.
I'm like, hoisin? Oh my word. And we'd had it. And
I need to have a dumpling.
We'd had it at the winery, yeah, and I'm like, I don't remember that, but you know, I'd been drinking all day. So yeah, you know, who knows?
It could happen, yeah.
But we're gonna be rating the Ewers Estate 1886 Cab 2021, a well deserved 4 sips.
That's classic.
If you find any of the Ewers wines, grab them.
They're very hard to find. I have not seen any in the open market.
Well, most of what we have here other than the BV is you're not going to find. You've got to look for it. It takes time. So, well, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
And thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another fantastic morning in the basement.
Would you care to inhale the Tony Chadris?
I'm okay, thank you.
Dry your wine.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can snort it.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much for the wine inside and out.
Oh, yeah, you had a little mishap over there.
Somebody needs a bib.
All right.
This is what we do for you.
Yeah.
Our fans. We drink and we sacrifice. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. Remember, life's too short to drink cheap wine.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
I don't know just how long we're going to be here. We're going to try to be as long as we can. All right. Before this time, another year.
I may be gone. And some alone someday.
Another year gone, and I'm still floating.